check out the mailbag. How about that? Haven't done that in a while, right? Let's see. My first offering comes from Richard. Dear Steve, having seen and heard parents, teachers, school administrators, and politicians state their different opinion as to whether critical race theory, CRT, is being taught in our public schools, I have what I believe is a solution that will help answer this question. First, let me say that most schools will not allow parents to sit in on their children's classes, so there is a very little that really can be learned about what is actually being taught to our children K through 12 classes. My approach is to pass legislation in each state requiring voice-activated cameras capable of recording audio and video in each class. The technology would allow real-time access using IDs and passwords for viewing live classroom discussion and activities, as well as recording and retaining up to 14 days of recorded classes. Recording would allow for review of classes for 14 days. The technology exists for this type of solution. Of course, any such approach would most likely be strongly opposed by the school administration, the teachers, unions, and everybody else. But parents then would know what is being taught to their children, wouldn't they? Richard. Well done, Richard. Don't disagree with that. We certainly have the technology. What's being taught? Here's what's going on. Here's what's being taught in class, right? Can also figure out if, you know, if your kid's accused of something. What the truth is. Let's see. Love the Steve Gruber Show, says Laura. Well, Laura, thank you for that. Greatly appreciate that. Let's see here. Greg, let's see here. Steve, you either misspoke or you're wrong. We don't need leaders. I don't need an effing leader, and I don't believe you need one either. What I want is a competent, honest, and effective representation. I want someone to represent me, not lead me. Please don't use the claptrap language of idiots. Politicians are not leaders. They're merely elected representatives. Let me be crystal clear about this. Ronald Reagan was a leader. All right? Winston Churchill was a leader. George Patton was a leader. Margaret Thatcher was a leader. Harriet Tubman was a leader. Greg, I disagree with you strongly. We need leaders. We need people to lead in the right direction. Yes, they are representatives. But we need leaders in this country and on this planet that will identify what is wrong, will stand up for what is right, and look out for those that look up to them for some direction. I don't need a dictator. I don't need a tyrant. But leadership, yes, it is critically important. What would a football team be without leadership? It's a silly comment, Greg, but thank you for the input. Let's see. Steve, on the evening of January 25th, I read that Wisconsin's Assembly voted to advance Representative Rampton's resolution to reclaim Wisconsin's electors for president and vice president that were certified under fraudulent purposes. In fact, I watched actual footage of this taking place. 10 Biden-Harris fraudulent electoral votes in Wisconsin alone to be withdrawn. He's asked why I would not cover this because I've never heard of this. So I would say, Ron, I was unaware that anything such like this has happened. So before, you know, it's always interesting. You know, it's funny that some of the emails you get, oh, you're bought and paid for. You're in the tank for these folks. And not in the tank for anybody. If you've ever listened to me, I'm not in the tank for anybody, dude. I am with you, writes Bobby Finney. I am with all you speak as a journalist, activist, and advocate for truth. I am aspiring, yet I'm trolled, doxxed, and gang-stalked. Many regards, Mr. Gruber. Look forward to linking my similar agenda with yours. Miss B, ex-social media Bobby. All right, well, appreciate that. Let's see what we got up here from Keith. Keith writes, I'm with you on the Facebook deal. They have too much influence that is detrimental to our country. Bingo. I was on a Facebook project a couple of years ago. Never made more money in my life. Never comfortable working on the project. Got to the point where I started looking for a new contract, even though I knew I would take a pay cut. Can't help but feel that Facebook will be part of the surveillance to be used by somebody someday, writes Keith. I think that's entirely possible. In fact, let's be honest, the social media score is part of what's being established now, right? Right? I mean, that's part of what's being put together now is the social media score, right? Love the show, writes Stephen. Morning show is better than the afternoon show. Well, they're different. Give you that. Welcome to the worldwide genocide. As you're aware, there's a systematic takedown and dismantling of the United States of America to initiate the great reset of the New World Order that will enslave the people on the planet. I am here. I hear Iran, China, Russia are doing training exercises together. Look, over here, Ukraine and China, the takeover of Taiwan. He's concerned that we have too many distractions. I'm kind of distilling what Stephen wrote here. Too many distractions, too many people being caught up to look the wrong direction while real things are happening someplace else. Well, that is a concern to be sure. I always appreciate the input. Lots of letters. They stack up every day. I do my level best to respond to you myself, all right? Just so you know. I do my best. It's not always possible, and sometimes I catch up on off time. So don't be discouraged if I haven't responded to you yet. I will do my level best as always because you're really the reason I do this. You, the listeners, the viewers, the readers, and those voices in my head, they have something to do with it. But at any rate, a quick break and some final thoughts for this day coming up. Don't go anywhere. See it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.